TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. It's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, the Jays will look to make it two in a row against the defending Florida State League champs, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, the Jupiter Hammerheads. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside TD Ballpark. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you could spend at least a little bit of your Thursday night with us. Welcome into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The pregame show is always brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. The Blue Jays come into this one at 15-20 after a victory last night. While Jupiter is in first place over in the Florida State League East, they are 22-13 on the still pretty young 2024 campaign. Series currently stands at one game apiece, but the season series stands at 7-1 in favor of the Hammerheads. So the Blue Jays finally cracked them last night with a 5-0 shutout win. Pitching, of course, the headline in that win, as Jerron Watts Brown struck out 9 in just 4 innings of work. But we'll start with the offense, as Joan Helaponte put the Blue Jays ahead on one swing of the bat in the third inning. 2-2, Aponte crushes it high and deep to left. It's way out of here. That ball left in a hurry. And just like that, the Blue Jays have a 3-0 lead in the third. That was the second hit of a 4-for-4 night for Aponte. Big night for the Blue Jays' number 25 prospect. We fast forward to the fourth inning when Jerron Watts Brown got in a little bit of trouble. His only jam of the night. Bases loaded with one out. He bounces back for a strikeout of John Cruz. And then he gets in a pretty long battle with Jerome Martinez that eventually gets stretched out because Watts Brown had to get checked out by the trainer for a calf cramp, but he brought his best stuff when it mattered most. Watts Brown shakes off Duran a few times, now sees what he wants. His next 0-2 pitch. Reached out, swung on and missed. Duran knocks it down. He'll step on the plate for the force, and the inning is over. 9 strikeouts for Jerron Watts Brown through 4 innings of work. He leaves the bases loaded in the fourth. Big time strikeout there for Jerron Watts Brown. One of his best starts of the season. Ended at 4 innings. Came out of the game as a precautionary measure due to that calf cramp. But then the bullpen took over. 5 hitless innings last night for the Jays bullpen. A strong bounce back outing for them. Blue Jays added a run in the sixth as Duran scored on a wild pitch, and then Gene Joseph tacked on another run on a sac fly in the eighth. And that's how we got that final score, 5-0, Blue Jays with the victory. So Dunedin will look to make it 2 in a row here tonight as they send Grant Rogers to the bump. We'll have more details on the pitching matchup. Grant Rogers for Dunedin, Eliezer Dishmay for Jupiter when we return on the pregame show. Stay with us. At the bottom of the hour, it's Jupiter and Dunedin, third game of a 6-game series on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack, purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark, getting you set for baseball. Third game of a 6-game series between Jupiter and Dunedin. Glad you're with us on your Thursday. Let's dive into the Florida State League standings, starting with the Florida State League East, the home of the first place Jupiter Hammerheads. Although with last night's loss, they dropped a game, so they lead by just 2 games over their roommates, the Palm Beach Cardinals. They're 20-15, Jupiter at 22-13, while Daytona is currently playing the first place team over in the Florida State League West Division. That first place team, the Clearwater Threshers, hanging on to first place by a half game over Lakeland coming into action tonight. Daytona currently with the lead, getting late over there just down the road in Clearwater. It's pretty much Clearwater, Lakeland, and then everybody else. Bradenton in third place, 7.5 back. Blue Jays in fourth at 8.5 games behind the Threshers. So the Blue Jays certainly with some work to do, but lots of baseball left to play in the first half in the FSL schedule. Let's dive into tonight's pitching matchup. Pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. Two right-handers going at it tonight. It's Grant Rogers for the Blue Jays, one of a good handful of starting pitchers that has gotten off to a really strong start to the season in single A for the Jays. Rogers making his 6th start of the season tonight. He's coming off a really strong outing last week on the road at Fort Myers, 6 innings for the first time this season, and just 1 earned run. You look at the walk versus strikeout numbers for him, 31 strikeouts to 10 walks. He walked 4 batters in his first outing, but hasn't walked any more than 2 since. Eliezer Dishmay goes for Jupiter, making his single A debut tonight. Dishmay at just 19 years old. He's only made 1 appearance this season in the Florida Complex League. It was against the FCL Astros, and it was good. 4 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. He's a young righty that throws really hard. His fastball reaches up to 97 miles per hour. So it's Dishmay for Jupiter and Rogers for the Jays. That's the pitching matchup. Here are the starting lineups. First for the visitors, from Jupiter, it starts with Dylan Head, the Marlins' new number 5 prospect. Went 0-for-4 last night. Tonight, he starts in center. Jesus Hernandez will bat second and play shortstop. He's tied for the league lead in walks. Ryan Ignafo will hit third tonight and do the catching. Brock Vredenburg, the cleanup man, he's also tied for the league lead in walks with Hernandez. Vredenburg's over at first base. Kobe Shade will hit fifth and play right. JT Mabry is over at third base, hitting sixth. Carmine Lane will DH tonight, his first action of the series. Angelo Despina is out in left, hitting eighth. And Jordan McCants rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Hammerheads. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Victor Arias leading it off tonight. Out in left, Tucker Thoman will bat second and play short. Juan Helaponte went 4-for-4 last night. He's the center fielder hitting third tonight. Christian Feliz is the cleanup man and DH. Manny Beltre is over at third, batting fifth. Daniel Perez makes his first appearance this season at first base, batting sixth. Alexis Hernandez back in the lineup tonight, playing right. Welcome back, Nick Deschamps. He'll do the catching and bat eighth in his first game off the IL. And Bryce Arnold rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. The starting lineups are presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. It looks like we're waiting on the national anthem here, or maybe for some youngsters to take the field with the Dunedin Blue Jays. We've got baseball buddies. It looks like a whole Little League team outside the first base dugout waiting to run out on the field with the Blue Jays. In the meantime, the umpires tonight, Zach Kovic, will call balls and strikes. It is a computer strike zone tonight, the automatic balls and strike system, so Kovic will relay those calls while Larry Pettis is the field umpire. Tonight's umpires are sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. For sushi and international cuisine with contemporary flair, visit Pisces in downtown Dunedin. Let's get you the uniform descriptions tonight. Blue Jays in their traditional home whites with Blue Jays and split text across the chest. Blue numbers on the back with blue caps and a bird head logo on the center with a D insignia as well. For Jupiter, an alternate look tonight. They've got their gray traveling pants, but the tops are Marlins blue. That light blue color really pops on the eyes. Black numbers on the back with some orange trim with the shark logo on the left chest. Jupiter with black caps with those blue alternate jerseys. Blue Jays getting introduced to this Thursday night crowd. And if you're watching on MILB TV, you can see all those youngsters running out onto the field with some of their favorite Blue Jays. What a cool thing that is. As a youngster, I got a chance to do that for some independent ball baseball up in Illinois, and still remember it to this day. So Blue Jays playing a part in making some memories here at TD Ballpark before the game even starts tonight. Bryce Arnold, the last position player out of the dugout, and now Grant Rogers is announced. He'll head to the mound, and then we will take a listen in to our nation's national anthem. Let's take a listen to the PA, and afterwards we'll step aside for a quick break and have first pitch between Jupiter and Dunedin here at TD Ballpark tonight.
Fans, please remove your caps, and for those who aren't able, please rise for the singing of the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled
A smooth rendition of our nation's national anthem has us ready for baseball. We'll step aside for a quick break, Then we'll have first pitch between the Jays and the Hammerheads next on the Dundee and Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
For the Jupiter Hammerheads, center fielder number 1, Dylan Head.
Grant Rogers has wrapped up his warm-up tosses, and he's all set to face the Jupiter Hammerheads lineup tonight. Third game of a 6-game set here between interdivision rivals, Jupiter from the east, Blue Jays here in the west. First pitch, a ground ball off the bat of Dylan Head to the shortstop, Toman. He fields it cleanly, throws to first in time for a quick out number 1. Anytime there's a roller on the infield with Dylan Head at the plate, never a sure thing. We said that last night about Jordan McCants, but it also rings true for Head, but he's out number 1. Base is empty for Jesus Hernandez. Hernandez playing his 33rd game of the season here tonight. First pitch to the righty. He takes a called strike on the low outside corner. And it's 0-1. Rogers throws a very deep repertoire of pitches. A 1 pitch popped up, first base side, over the seats, out of play. Quickly 0-2. Rogers at 6'7", toes the third base side. He winds and fires and misses low and away on a slider. 1-2. So Grant throws a cutter, 4-seam fastball, a sinking fastball, a slider, changeup, and splitter. Pitch misses up and in. Hernandez leans out of the way. Stumbles out of the right-handed batter's box. It's 2-2. Rogers with a 3.70 ERA, quickly back to work. He throws and rings up Hernandez. 4-seam fastball spotted up on the outside edge at 92. And Rogers making quick work of this first inning. 2 up, 2 down. Bases empty for Ryan Ignafo. Ignafo has been Jupiter's best hitter so far this year. First pitch to the right-hander, fouled right back. He had that timed up. All right, it's 0-1. Ignafo, a 317 hitter. Has hit for a lot of average. 0-1 is popped up towards the shortstop, Toman. Right at him. Stands on the edge of the left field grass. Makes a two-handed catch. And Grant Rogers cruises through a 1-2-3 top of the first. We've got no score. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. After Grant Rogers rips through the top of the first inning, we go to the bottom half of the first. No score between Dunedin and Jupiter. And Eliezer Dishmay makes his single-A debut tonight. He's all set for work, ready to face Victor Arias, the Blue Jays' leadoff man. Climbs in the left side, waits on the first pitch. It's a sinking fastball, and 96 on the radar gun, taken for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Arias went 1-for-5 last night. Waits on the pitch. Check swing on a high fastball. He didn't go. 1-1. Dishmay predominantly leans on a fastball slider mix. Fastball can reach 97. It's 1-1. Arias with a leg kick, and he pops it up. Third base side, over the seats, out of play. It's 1-2. It was sunny for most of the day today, but it's turned into a cloudy evening. Game time temperature, 85 degrees. Arias calls time. Steps out, steps back in. Comes in hitting 277 on the year. Waits on the 1-2. Floated into shallow center. Head dashes under it and makes the catch. Arias is out number one in the home first.
Now batting shortstop, number 9, Tucker Tolman.
Nobody on for Tucker Tolman. Batted cleanup in the first two games this week. Now moved up into the 2 spot. A top 30 Blue Jays prospect. Waits on the first offer. Fouls it straight back. Center cut fastball at 95. Makes it 0-1. Tolman hitting 220 with 3 homers. Was the Blue Jays' second-round pick a few years back, 0-1. Called strike. Some paint from Dishmay on the outside corner. Makes it 0-2. Tolman drafted in 2022, to be exact. Out of high school in Columbia, South Carolina. He's got an open stance from the left side. The 0-2 pitch. A cut and a miss. Strike 3. Eliezer Dishmay stuff playing right up to single A so far. 2 up, 2 down. That's his first strikeout. And the bases are empty for Joan Helaponte. Helaponte climbs in the box after an outstanding night last night. 4-for-4 with a homer. He's the only Blue Jay this season with a 4-hit game. And he's got 2. First pitch. Fastball runs inside. Ball 1. No score, just getting started. Bottom 1. Righty on righty matchup here. Dishmay twists and deals. And Aponte fouls it back over our heads. Out of play. It's 1-1. So with that performance last night, Aponte jumped his batting average from 209 to 233. The pitch is a called strike. That was the slider from Dishmay. How about 81 miles an hour? It's a 15-mile-an-hour difference between the slider and the fastball. It's 1-2. Aponte takes a swing and a miss. That's strike 3. Now, welcome to single-A, Eliezer Dishmay. He picks up 2 strikeouts in his first single-A inning. Jays go down 1-2-3. On to the second, no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning.
Both teams go down 1-2-3 in the first, so we're scoreless going to the second inning. Grant Rogers will face 4-5-6 in the Hammerheads lineup, starting with Brock Vredenburg. Two tall drinks of water going at it here. Rogers at 6-7. Vredenburg at 6-6. First pitch to the big lefty. Misses down, and it's 1-0. Vredenburg went 0-2 last night, but he drew two walks. The wind in the 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Vredenburg hitting 168, but his on-base percentage is at 317 because 26 free passes. 2-0 misses low. Three balls and no strikes. So as long as you're getting on base, you'll probably be in the lineup. Rogers from the wind to the 3-0. Misses low and in, not close. That's a four-pitch walk issued by Grant Rogers to open the top of the second. Man aboard for Colby Shade.
Number six, Colby Shade.
Colby Shade went 1-for-3 last night with a walk and two strikeouts. Vredenburg already with a sizable lead at first. Shade squares to bunt and misses, and it's 0-1. If you're watching on the television stream, you just saw that graphic. Jupiter leads the league in stolen bases by a wide margin, 90 of them. Next closest team is 64. 0-1, Shade doesn't square and rolls it foul down the third base side. Just like that, it's 0-2. No score, top of the second. Rogers trying to bounce back after that leadoff walk. Mentioned Rogers' deep arsenal in that first inning. Throws it from two arm slots. His 0-2. Shade waves and misses. That's strike three. Cutter got him. And it's a bounce back punch out for Rogers for out number one.
Third baseman, number 14, J.T. Mabry.
Second strikeout for Rogers tonight brings up J.T. Mabry with a man on. Vredenburg being held by Daniel Perez over at first. And the first pitch to Mabry. Righty takes a called strike. That was the fastball. Fastball from Grant tops out in the mid-90s. Usually sits around 92, 93. His 0-1. Mabry takes low. One ball, one strike. What makes Rogers so effective is how often he mixes his pitches. Four-seamer 27% of the time. Sinker 22% of the time. 1-1, misses low and in. Two balls, one strike. Throws the slider and the changeup. Around that same mark. 2-1. Misses down and outside, and Mabry's well out in front, 3-1. Rogers struggling with his command here in the top of the second. Mabry had the night off last night, played in game one. Went 1-for-5 with a double. Hitting 271 in 15 games. 3-1 popped up out of play over the screen on the first base side. And now it's full, 3-2. Mabry steps out of the box, calls time, climbs back in. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Marlins last August after five seasons at Middle Tennessee. 3-2, jam shot out of play. over the screen on the first base side again. Long battle here between Rogers and Mabry. Seventh pitch of the AB from Rogers is roped foul down the third base line, and we'll do it again. Vredenberg trots back to first base. Blue Jays infield at double play depth here, playing slightly to pull. For the righty Mabry, Bryce Arnold shaded towards the middle. Rogers from the stretch has the sign from Deschamps. Pauses and goes, and the pitch is popped up behind home plate. Deschamps tosses the mask in, makes the catch. Rogers wins the battle. Mabry's out number two.
Hitter number nine, Carmine Lane.
So it's up to Carmine Lane here. Lane, a Florida native, played his college ball at South Florida. First pitch to him. Chopper on the first base side. Perez snags it, takes it to the bag in time, and the inning is over. Rogers walks the leadoff man, Brock Vredenberg, but then retires the next three. After one and a half, no runs on the board, nothing, nothing, as we go to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Well, Eliezer Dishmay made some first impression in his first single-A inning. 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts here in the bottom of the second as we're scoreless between Jupiter and the Blue Jays. He'll face 4-5-6, starting with Christian Feliz. First pitch, called strike in the lower half of the zone. Fastball at 95, and it's 0-1. Feliz went 1-for-4 last night with two strikeouts. 0-1 pitch. Christian takes a called strike. Same fastball, basically the same spot, same result. Called strike, and it's 0-2. Christian batting 180 and climbing. 0-2, hammered right at the first baseman, Vredenberg. He drops near his ankle to make the catch. And Feliz is allowed out number one.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Manuel Beltre strides in now. Blue Jays number 27 prospect on the pipeline list. Waits on the first offer. And takes a called strike. Oh, Dishmay's really hammering the lower half of the zone. He winds and delivers. Beltre fouls it straight back into the screen. And just like that, it's 0-2. Looks like Dishmay is picking up right where he left off from his only other outing this year, non-spring training. Against the FCL Astros, he struck out 8 in just 4 innings. He's got the sign from Ignafo and comes home. Beltre hops it foul. Third base side. Was out in front of a curveball. So it's still 0-2. Manny didn't play last night. His neck tightened up on him. He says he's all good today. Batting 235 on the year. Next 0-2. Misses near the shoe tops. One ball, two strikes. Beltre with two homers. Last one came over the weekend at Fort Myers. The 1-2 offer. Swing and a foul tip. Beltre stays alive. Still 1-2. Got a small piece of Ignafo. So Zach Kovic, the home plate umpire, chucks a new baseball out to Dishmay. Dishmay is 19 years old. Signed out of the DR by the Marlins in 2022. He kicks and delivers. Beltre floats it into shallow right. Shade races in, calls for it, and makes the catch. Lost his cap in the process, but comes down with the baseball, and it's 5-up, 5-down for Dishmay.
First baseman, number 46, Daniel Perez.
And it's up to Daniel Perez to try and snap that. Perez went 2-for-4 last night, starting to heat his bat up. First pitch to the lefty. Check swing on a fastball low. He didn't go. And no, he did on the appeal. Perez looks up, saw Zach Kovic signal for a strike, and he couldn't believe it. So now it's 0-1 in the pitch. Swing and a miss. A fastball with a little arm side run there from Dishmay. He's well out in front, 0-2. Now he fires, and Perez lifts it high in the air into center. Head over towards right, calls off shade, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Six straight retired by the 19-year-old Dishmay to make his single-A debut. We're going to the third, scoreless, on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Hammerheads.
We're on to the third in Dunedin. No score between Jupiter and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays trying to make it two in a row after taking their first game from Jupiter this season last night. Angelo Despina leads it off against Grant Rogers. First pitch to the lefty, a swing and a miss. That's 0-1. Rogers worked around a walk last inning. He struck out two. He delivers. And Despina takes low. One ball, one strike. Despina, another guy signed as an undrafted free agent by the Marlins last year. 1-1. He takes outside. Two balls and one strike. Despina was a five-year college player. Played 4 years at Mercer and then one season at Georgia Tech. 2-1. Hammered through the hole on the right side into right for a loud base knock. That sounded like barrel. And Despina leads off the third with a single. That's the first hit of the ball game. And sets up a man on for Jordan McCants, the nine batter. Despina hitting 133 so far this year. That boosts his batting average a bit. First pitch to McCants. He squares to bunt and pops it up out of play on the third base side. It's 0-1. McCants' batting average right around 200 at 195. His biggest, most dangerous tool is that speed. League leader in stolen bases. 0-1. Line drive into shallow left. Arias racing in and makes the catch. Despina retreats back to first. And McCants is out number one. Center brings up the leadoff man, Dylan Head. Head had three hits in his Marlins organizational debut on Tuesday after missing a few weeks with an abductor strain. Grounded out his first time. First offer to the lefty, a cutter on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. We've got no score, top three. Despina with a pretty aggressive leadoff first. Perez holding him, the pitch. Hopper towards the middle. Diving stop from Arnold. Gets up, throws to first, and it's by Perez into the Blue Jays dugout. That was a nice play from Arnold to keep that ball on the infield. But ultimately, now the Hammerheads have two men in scoring position. Despina from first to third. Head up to second base. And Jesus Hernandez comes to the plate. The Hammerheads are threatening, really, for the first time tonight. Sharks looking to strike first. No score, top three. First offer to Hernandez. Foul back into the screen, and it's 0-1. That play ruled a single. And then a throwing error. That allowed the extra base for Head, as well as Despina. Rogers gazes in for the sign, and time is called by Deschamps. Rogers, when he's really feeling it, really works quickly. His pace has slowed down here. 0-1. Fouled back into the net again. Quickly 0-2. This is a spot with no force out. Strikeout would be really desirable. Rogers with good strikeout stuff. Had six of them in his last start. Reads the sign from Deschamps and fires. And it just misses high. A sinking fastball didn't sink much. It's a ball and two strikes. Hernandez kind of crowds the plate a little bit. In a very closed stance. He waits on the 1-2. And pulls it towards the hole at short. Sliding stop from Toman, and there's no play. Despina scores from third, and it's an RBI single from Jesus Hernandez to start the scoring tonight. Jupiter pulls ahead 1-0.
Catcher number 26, Ryan Ignafo.
Third single of the inning for Jupiter. Head remains at second base. So it's men on first and second for Ryan Ignafo, the Hammerheads leader in average. He's 0-for-1 with a pop out, first pitch. Popped up first base side, out of the ballpark, and it's 0-1. Well, you see three singles in a row, rather in the inning. One to start the inning from Despina, and then a fly out, then two more singles, and you can't help but think of Tuesday. 0-1. Line drive into center. It sends Aponte back, carrying in front of the track. Aponte gets there and makes the catch. Head did not tag. So everybody has to stay put. Ignafo's the second out. It's up to Brock Vredenburg to try and add more to this 1-0 Jupiter lead. So a small base-running mistake there from Head. I probably should have waited before taking off for third. Ball just did not have enough carry to get by Aponte. So Vredenburg stands in. Walked his first time. First pitch. Cut and a miss. Center cut fastball. And it's 0-1. Rodgers with his 40th pitch of the night. Instead, a pickoff throw to second. He spins, and the throw is late, just barely. Really good move from Rodgers, who slipped off the back of the mound. He somewhat stuck the landing. Good to see he's all right. Count is 0-1 on Vredenburg, and now Rodgers comes home, misses outside from the three-quarters delivery. Deschamps thought about a back pick. It was more of a pump fake. Chased everybody back to their bases. Head off second. Hernandez off first after his RBI single. The 1-1 delivery. Hammer to the second baseman. Arnold passed his dive into right. Head around third. The throw goes to third as Hernandez tries to test it. The throw is in time. Alexis Hernandez with a hose from right field to cut down Jesus Hernandez to end the inning. Hernandez on Hernandez crime. The run does score, so it's an RBI single from Brock Vredenburg. Jupiter gets two runs in the third. We go to the bottom half. Dunedin with some work to do, trailing 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Eliezer Dishmay has retired all six batters he's faced, and his teammates back him up with two runs in the top of the third. So the Hammerheads lead 2-0 in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez, fouled back, and it's 0-1. Dishmay struck out two hitters in the first. Induced three fly ball outs last inning. 0-1. Hernandez rolls it foul, third base side, and it's 0-2. Alexis with a really nice play in the field to end last half inning. A throw from right to third base to get Jesus Hernandez, who's trying to move from first to third, on an RBI single from Brock Vredenburg. Hernandez playing his first game this week, went 2-for-8 in three games last week on the road at Fort Myers. 156 hitter so far this year. Waits on the 0-2, reaches out, hops it to second base. McCants knocks it down, scrambles to pick it up, has no play. So Hernandez reaches to open the home third. Blue Jays' first base runner of the ball game.
Catcher number 31, Nick Deschamps.
Brings up Nick Deschamps. Deschamps' first game since mid-April. Landed on the IL for about a month with a shoulder injury. Was off to a good start at the plate. First pitch to the lefty. He takes just a tick outside, and it's 1-0. Jupiter leads 2-0, bottom three. Deschamps hit .286 through his first few weeks of the year. 1-0, a swing and a miss. Fastball in the upper half of the zone, makes it 1-1. Nick had played four games in the early going of the year. Pitch, is lifted high in the air, deep to right. Shade back at the barrier. Goodbye. Welcome back, Nick Deschamps. It lands just below the Canada Dry sign out in right field, but Deschamps, Canada, juiced it. Two-run homer ties the game at two in the third.
Second baseman, number four, Bryce Arnold.
Got a fastball, a little bit high of the zone, but he sure did not miss that one. Here's Bryce Arnold. First pitch misses low and away. And it's 1-0. Usually there's a bit of an adjustment period. 1-0. Arnold checks his swing. It's called strike. A sinker in the lower half. Makes it 1-1. When a player comes off the injured list, hasn't seen in-game pitching in a while, maybe takes a bit. Not the case. 1-1, a wave and a miss. That was the slider there. And Deschamps out in front, 1-2. Arnold went 0-for-3 last night, but he did walk. He's riding a 7-game on-base streak. 1-2, spiked out in front of home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Going back to that play with Alexis Hernandez, it was ruled a single. So both those runs earned for Deschamps. Now the 2-2. Arnold takes a called strike three. Oh, that's a tough pill to swallow on a fastball that really looked low, but just got enough of the zone according to the computer. And Arnold's out number one. So here's Victor Arias back to the top of the lineup here. Arias flight out to center his first time. First offer, misses outside. And it's 1-0. 2-2 ball game, bottom three, thanks to that two-run shot from Deschamps. 1-0. Arias takes down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Arias had that first red-hot month in April. Cooled off here in May. 2-0. Swing and a foul back off Ryan Ignafo. Oh, that caught him clean. Ouch. Ignafo immediately drops to a knee. The trainer is out to check on him. What day is it? What's your name? Where are you? Ignafo gets a towel and wipes off his face a little bit. A fastball at 95. Arias just touched it, but it caught a whole lot of Ryan Ignafo. And he's going to stay in the game. Looks like he might take a warm-up pitch. Good to see. Ignafo still shaking out the cobwebs. Ignafo in his first full season of catching, his first season of catching overall, was drafted as an infielder last year. And no warm-up toss needed. Arias is going to climb right back in. Count is two balls, one strike, one out. Bottom three, bases empty for Arias here. The pitch is a called strike. Lower half of the zone again from Deschamps. When he's kept it there, he's been successful tonight. We saw what happened when he left one up for Deschamps. 2-2 to Arias. Line drive over the reach of McCants into right. It's a single for Victor Arias. Third hit of the inning for the Jays. Man aboard for Tucker Thoman.
Shortstop, number nine, Tucker Thoman.
Thoman struck out swinging against Deschamps in the first. 2-2 deadlock, bottom three here. First pitch to the lefty. Tucker lays off a high fastball, and it's 1-0. Few patches of blue sky overhead. Clouds still lingering. Overcast evening. 1-0. Toman drives it into center. It sends Head back, but he's under it and makes the catch. Arias fakes a tag from first base. He dances back, and Toman is set down for out number two.
Center fielder, number 45,
Joan De La Ponte. Brings up Joan De La Ponte. That sure sounded loud off Toman's bat. It's because he hit it at 99 on the screws, but Head was positioned well to make the play. So it's up to Aponte to keep the inning going here. Bottom of the third, 2-2 tie, first pitch. A slider taken for a called strike on the back door. And it's 0-1. Aponte across his last five games coming into action tonight, 7-for-21. So at 333. 0-1, there goes Arias. Pitch misses up and away. Throw down in time to get him. No, it's not. He slid around the tag. The throw was well in time from Ryan Ignafo, but it looked like Arias was able to dance around the tag. Nelson Prado will come out to argue as we get a look at the replay. Great throw from Ignafo. McCants applied the tag and just missed. Arias knew it right away. McCants tried to swipe the tag directly in between Arias' legs and came up empty. So it's a stolen base for Vic. Nelson gets the explanation from Larry Pettis, who made a good call there. So it's a man in scoring position for Aponte. Count is 1-1 as that pitch wasn't close. And now Dishmay sets and throws. Aponte swings and misses on a slider. One ball, two strikes. Dishmay with a light blue glove brings the hands together at the belt, throws, and hits Aponte. Sinker ran inside, got him right below the numbers, it looked like. And so the inning keeps on going. It's been a long one for Dishmay. The 19-year-old making his single-A debut, Glenn Dishman, realizes that. And he'll trot out to the mound to meet with Dishmay. You figure that Dishman and Dishmay are going to talk about finding the dish here? Arias on second base, Aponte on first. Christian Feliz come into the plate. He's 0-for-1 with a line out. Blue Jays with two runs in here in the bottom of the third. Nick Deschamps with a game-tying two-run shot out to right. So Christian Feliz stands in. One of the Blue Jays' best hitters this month. Trying to deliver the Blue Jays the lead here in the bottom of the third. First pitch to the lefty. A hack and a miss. Slider below the zone. Feliz went fishing. That's 0-1. Christian with 14 runs driven in. Up there on the team leaderboard. The 0-1 chuck. Feliz with a slow tapper down to first. His counterpart, Vredenberg, scoops it up, takes it to the first base bag, and that ends the inning. But not before. Nick Deschamps does a whole lot of damage in his first at-bat off the injured list. A two-run homer out to right ties the ball game at two as we go to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Grant Rogers lets up two runs in the top of the third, but his offense backs him up with two runs in the bottom half. So it's 2-2 as we go to the top of the fourth. First pitch to Kobe Shade is popped up behind the first base bag. Perez ranging into right. Hernandez charging in, calls for it in foul ground and makes the catch. Oh, that ball turned into a goose chase down the right field line and foul ground as Perez, Arnold, and Hernandez converged.
Number 14, JT Mabry.
It was Hernandez who had the best angle, so he made the play. F9 and foul ground. And here's JT Mabry. First pitch. Heater called strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Mabry popped out to the catcher Deschamps in the second. The pitch fouled back into the screen. Grant well out in front. It's 0-2. Now you might be thinking, Mabry, that sounds like a familiar baseball name. You'd be right. JT's dad, John, played 14 seasons in the bigs. 0-2. Mabry with a check swing on a slider. He didn't go. That initial call from Pettis wasn't exactly clear, so they prompted it again. Mabry wasn't close. Now the 1-2. Fouled back into the very top of the screen. It comes back and glances off Zach Kovic. So the battle continues. 1-2. Rogers fires. And the pitch has popped up on the infield towards the second base bag. Tucker Thoman says, I've got it, and he does. Back-to-back fly ball outs from Grant Rogers. Two up, two down in the fourth.
Number 9, Carmine Lane.
Nobody on for Carmine Lane in a 2-2 ball game in the fourth. Lane grounded out to first in the second. First offer. Fastball called strike on the outside edge. Good pitch there from Grant. Looks like he's finding his rhythm here. He deals. And Lane takes upstairs. One ball, one strike. Lane hasn't played a ton this year. This is just his 10th game this season. 1-1. He takes a cutter upstairs. Two balls, one strike. He played two games with High A Beloit. 2-1. Comebacker past Rogers, past the second base bag, into center. Doesn't get past Aponte, though. He scoops it up and keeps Carmine Lane to a hard-hit single with two outs.
Left fielder, number 51, Angelo Despina.
So Angelo Despina will get a crack at it here. He singled his first time. Hammerheads have five hits. They're all singles. That won't kill you. First pitch to the lefty, Despina. Swing and a miss. Nasty cutter fooled him. It's 0-1. Rogers reads the sign from Deschamps. And the 0-1 has a tapper foul. Grant ahead 0-2 again. Throws that cutter from that up top slot. And then his sweeping slider and a changeup from that three-quarters slot. Haven't seen that a ton so far tonight. 0-2. Misses outside. Right on cue. That was the three-quarter slot with the change. One ball, two strikes. You might be wondering, well, how on earth does that happen? A guy just decides he wants to use not one but two arm slots. 1-2. Despina drives it in the air, in the gap, in left center. Long run for Aponte. He's back at the wall, and it's gone. Angelo Despina gave that ball a ride to one of the deeper parts of the ballpark. That's a two-run homer to put Jupiter back in front. 4-2 in the fourth.
Second baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
First homer for Angelo Despina. So here's Jordan McCants. He rockets a ball towards the gap in right center. Long run for Hernandez, and it flies past him. Off the wall, McCants can zip, but he'll stop at second with a double. It really looks like the Hammerheads have Rogers timed up. Corey Reardon sees that. He calls time and heads out to the mound. So all this damage coming with two outs. A single from Lane, two-run homer from Despina. And now a two-bagger from McCants. A quick note tonight on the Blue Jays coaching staff. Matt Von Romer is the acting manager for the rest of this week as Jose Mayorga is taking a little time off. Headed back home to Panama for the weekend. He'll be back next week. Each member of the Blue Jays coaching staff is permitted a handful of days off throughout the year. So Jose choosing to use that time off here. Reardon back to the dugout. Rogers back to work. He'll face Dylan Head with a man on second. And Rogers steps off before the first pitch. Head 1-for-2 with an infield single his last time. First pitch. Fouled off. And it's 0-1. Clanks off the Toronto Blue Jays sign behind home plate. And that prompts a foot race. Looks like that Little League team in attendance wants a souvenir. A whole lot of youngsters brought their gloves. I think they all did. 0-1. Head fouls it back, that time into the screen. No souvenir. 0-2. Jupiter in front now 4-2 thanks to the two-run shot from Despina. Opposite field out to left center. Rogers trying to limit the damage. Right here. 0-2. Misses inside near the knees. One ball and two strikes on Dylan Head. Head digs in. Back foot on the back line of the left-handed batter's box. 1-2 misses up. There goes McCants. Throw down. Got him. Nick Deschamps cuts down the league's leading base stealer to end the inning, but a little bit of damage as Angelo Despina goes ya-ya out to left center. Two-run homer puts the Hammerheads back ahead. It's 4-2 going to the home half of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Jupiter leads again. It's 4-2 thanks to a two-run homer from Despina last half inning. So Eliezer Dishmay pitches with the lead again. First pitch to Manuel Beltre in the bottom of the fourth is a called strike. A curveball that just got a piece of the zone on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Beltre 0-4-1, the pitch. Another breaker, another called strike. That was the slider. Two very well-located pitches from Dishmay. It's 0-2. Beltre calls time. Sporting some pink batting gloves. He homered on Mother's Day with those pink ones. Why not keep using them? 0-2. Hopper sharply grounded off Mabry into left. Manny Beltre starts the home fourth with a leadoff single. Here's Daniel Perez. Perez 0-for-1, flight out to center in the second. Infield playing to pull for the lefty. Shortstop Hernandez near the second base bag. First pitch. Misses up and away. And it's 1-0. Blue Jays behind 4-2 in the fourth. Dishmay with the set. And the delivery. Perez tattoos it into center. Head moving back, has a beat on it, and makes the catch. Head chucks it back into second, keeps Beltre at first. And Perez is out number one. Tell you what, no matter how hard you hit the ball to center field, it's going to be hard to get it past Dylan Head. That one pretty routine for him, but we saw just how much ground that Head can cover earlier this week when he played center on Tuesday. He was the DH last night. Here's Alexis Hernandez. First offer. Hammered foul down the left field line. He was well out in front of a curveball. A hanger. 0-1. And despite the two homers in this game, the wind is blowing in a little bit per the flags in right center. 0-1 pitch. Hernandez takes a called strike. He's behind 0-2. 4-2 Hammerheads. Home fourth. Hernandez singled his first time. First game this week. First game since midweek last week. Always not easy to jump right back into action. 0-2. He takes upstairs. Snap throw down to first is late. Beltre back in with the slide. No tag from Bradenburg. 1-2. Hernandez acquired by the Blue Jays over the offseason from Boston in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. Here's the 1-2. Beltre fakes towards second, and Hernandez loops it down the left field line. Out of play. Foul. Out in front of another breaking ball. Hernandez, a native of Venezuela. We've seen flashes so far this year, trying to put it together consistently. Long pause in the next 1-2. Misses outside. That's a good take. That fastball was close, but not close enough. Two balls, two strikes. And Beltre is a threat to steal. He's faked a few times, but let's see if he actually goes. He's got 9 swiped bases. He doesn't go here, and the pitch is fouled off. Battle rages on between Hernandez and Dishmay. Seventh pitch of the AB coming up. Dishme leans in, gathers the sign from Ignafo, and deals. Hernandez swings and misses. High Cheddar sets him down.
Catcher number 31, Nick Deschamps.
Hernandez is out number two. Beltre stays at first for Nick Deschamps. Belted a two-run homer in the third. And his first at-bat off the injured list. His first AB here in a month. Over a month, if you want to get technical. His first homer of the year. First offer to the lefty. He takes outside, and it's 1-0. There's a righty warming, and the Hammerheads bullpen out and left. This is probably Dishme's last inning. 1-0. Deschamps with another home run hack. That time it came up empty. That was a similar pitch that he went yard on. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. It's 1-1 as DJ looks on from the concourse, entertaining some youngsters. 1-1. Nick takes outside. Ignafo pump fakes back to first, chases Beltre back. Two balls, one strike. Jupiter in the driver's seat, 4-2, bottom four. Nick in an open stance. Hands high above his shoulder. Hitters count, 2-1. Misses inside. Even steeper of a hitter's count, 3-1. To number 31. Nick, the Canada native. Looking for another pitch to drive here. 3-1. Is lifted high in the air. Deep right center. Long run for head again. He's at the track. It's out of here. No, it's still in play. Deschamps heading to third as Beltre scores. It's a triple for Nick Deschamps. It looked like that ball bounced out of play. From this perspective, and that's what Matt Von Romer is going to tell Larry Pettis. Here's a replay. Deschamps launched that one halfway to the moon, it seemed. Here's a great look at it. That bounced
second
over the wall.
Four,
that should have been a home run for Nick Deschamps. He'll settle for an RBI triple. It's now 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Bryce Arnold stands in. First pitch, swing and a miss. Well, Arnold can square things up here if he just gets on base. Picks up a base hit. Scores Deschamps. A one. Arnold lines it foul. Third base side. He's quickly behind 0-2. Arnold struck out looking his last time. That was in the third. Third strikeout for Dishme. Time called as somebody fetches the foul ball. Blue Jays trying to tie this ball game up at four. Dishme trying to keep Jupiter in front. The 0-2. Arnold takes a called strike three. That one stings. What should have been a two-run game-tying homer from Nick Deschamps is called an RBI triple. So the Blue Jays leave a run on third base as Jupiter still in front, 4-3, as we go to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
For the Hammerheads, number one, Dylan Head.
Dylan Head heads off the top of the fifth inning for the Hammerheads as they lead 4-3 over the Blue Jays in the top of the fifth. First pitch from Grant Rogers to the lefty. A check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did on the appeal to Larry Pettis. And it's 0-1. Hammerheads leading by virtue of a two-run homer from Angelo Despina. 0-1. Skied out of play. Third base side. And it's 0-2. Head 1-for-2. Singled in the third. 0-2 to him. Jam shot pop up behind home plate. And it's out of play. Rogers at 62 pitches. Has let up two runs in each of the last two innings. Two in the third, two in the fourth. The next 0-2. Rocketed out of play. Down the right field side. Look out in the parking lot. Still 0-2. Rogers back with the next 0-2. And he misses down and away on a changeup. Rogers still trying to find that rhythm. The 1-2. Fouled back. And the long battle continues. Good AB here from Dylan Head. Rogers toes the third base side. Long locks flowing out of the back of his cap. A 1-2, a wave and a miss. Strike three. Rogers comes out on top. Gets the strikeout.
Shortstop, number two.
His third tonight. One away for Jesus Hernandez. Base is empty. Jupiter leading 4-3 in the fifth. Hernandez 1-for-2 with a strikeout. First pitch. Called strike on a cutter. And it's 0-1. Rogers, one of the more vocal presences in the Blue Jays clubhouse, as Hernandez lines it towards the gap in right center. Aponte races over on the track. Reaches over his head. Makes the catch. Hernandez gave it a ride.
Now batting, number 26.
The right ended in Aponte's glove, and there's two down. Base is empty for Ryan Ignafo. He's 0-for-2. Flied out to center back in the third. Popped out to short in the first. First pitch. Check swing. It's a called strike on a cutter. 85 miles an hour on the outside edge. 0-1. The pitch. High chopper to shortstop. Routine for Toman. He gloves it head high, gathers, and zips it to first in time. Grant Rogers bounces back with a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Going to the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays trying to get that tying run and maybe take their first lead of the night, trailing 4-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. After four innings from Eliezer Dishmay in a single-A debut, Juan Reynoso is on to try and preserve a 4-3 lead for the Hammerheads over the Blue Jays. Bottom five, Victor Arias leads it off, and the first pitch. Misses outside from the righty Reynoso to the lefty Arias, and it's 1-0. Reynoso working from the stretch here. He throws and misses outside on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls, no strikes. This is Reynoso's 11th appearance this year. He has been excellent. 18 and a third innings, just four earned runs. Sub-2 ERA, 2-0. Arias takes a called strike. Fastball in the high inside corner of the strike zone. 2-1. Victor singled his last time. That was in the third, and then stole second base. 2-1. Has popped up into shallow center. The shortstop Hernandez is out. So is the second baseman of McCants, and he makes the catch. And Arias is retired for out number one. Tucker Thoman climbs to the plate here. 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. One-run ball game. Jupiter in the driver's seat. 4-3, bottom five. First pitch to Thoman. Misses way outside. A change up in the right-handed batter's box to the left-handed Thoman. Reynoso, a native of the Dominican Republic, signed by the Marlins in 2021. 1-0. Tucker takes a heater. Outside edge, well-located pitch, called strike. It's 1-1. Thoman sporting some eye black tonight, 1-1. He takes just low on a changeup, didn't chase, 2-1. Thoman with crosses below his eyes, that eye black. I think he debuted that last night. Worked out pretty well. Went 2-for-4. Back at it tonight. 2-1. Thoman slaps it the opposite way. Towards the corner and left. It's down for fair ball. Extra bases. Thoman motoring into second. Standing with a double. Nice piece of hitting from Tucker Thoman. Got a fastball in the lower part of the zone. Turned it around the opposite way. So the Blue Jays have the tying run on second base for Juan Helaponte. And time is called. Ryan Ignafo wants to talk things over with Reynoso with the man on second. If you were with us last inning, this might turn out to be a big storyline in this game. This game should be tied, as Nick Deschamps belted a ball to right center field that flew over the wall, bounced back into play, but it was ruled in play by the umpires, and Deschamps was left stranded on third. So it should be 4-4 right now, but instead, Blue Jays trail 4-3, trying to even it up here. First pitch to Aponte. Spiked out in front of the plate. Ignafo knocks it down. Thoman to third. Bad jump. Good throw. He's out. So just like that, the double is erased, and Tucker Toman's out number two. It was a nice play from Ryan Ignafo. Knocked that ball up the third base line. And quickly pounced on it. Count is 1-0 on Juwan Hill. Pitch, cut and a miss. Came up empty on the curveball. 1-1. Ponte was hit with a pitch in the third. Struck out in the first. 1-1. Misses out in front of the plate. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ponte with a straightaway batting stance. Front heel in the air. Weighted on his back foot. 2-1 is clobbered foul. Off the top of the screen down the third base line. Two balls, two strikes. Despina picks it up and left. And throws it into the seats. So after Despina's homer, his first as a pro, got tweeted out by a Marlins Twitter account, friend of the program, Fish on the Farm. 2-2, Aponte chops it foul. We'll do it again. And they had quite the caption. It says, "That's your first professional Jell-O shot." Angelo Despina. I like it. Next 2-2. Flared behind the first base bag. Vredenburg ranging out. McCants, too, and he makes a running, reaching grab. He slips on the warning track, and now McCants is down. Or is he? Trying to stretch out. He's got a smile on his face. He's all right. And the inning is over. Tucker Thoman doubles, but he's caught stealing, trying to take third. And the Blue Jays go down in order in the fifth. We go to the sixth. Jupiter still on top, 4-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Grant Rogers back out for the sixth inning as the Hammerheads lead the Blue Jays 4-3. Rogers will face Brock Vredenburg to open the inning. First pitch has a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Rogers last week at Fort Myers went six innings. He only allowed one earned run. Was very efficient. A one pitch misses low and away on a changeup. Rogers kind of practicing that follow-through before he gets the ball back. The 1-1. Vredenburg takes a called strike. Cutter on the outside edge makes it 1-2. But Rogers threw six innings on just 73 pitches. Tonight he's at 74 now. His 1-2. Vredenburg chops it down the first base line foul. We'll do it again. Vredenburg 1-for-1. Walk in the second. RBI single in the third. There is action in the Jays bullpen. We'll see how far Grant goes. The 1-2 misses up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grant always a lot of fun to watch. Those funky arm angles. 2-2. Vredenburg pulls it to second base on a hop. Arnold gloves it, sidearms to first in time. Vredenburg retired for out number one.
Right,
brings up Colby Shade. Matt Von Romer, the acting manager here for the rest of the week on the top step for the Blue Jays. We'll keep an eye on him. First pitch to Shade. Swing and a miss. That cutter working real good for Rogers, as it usually does. Probably his best pitch. 0-1. Misses inside. One ball, one strike. That cutter with a 34% whiff rate. 1-1. Pulled through the left side over the third baseman. Beltre down for a hit and left. Arias over to cut it off. Shade thinking two. The throw there is late. It's a hustle double for Colby Shade with one out in the sixth. I got a cutter, but it was out over the heart. And Shade turned it around for extra bases. So there's a man in scoring position for JT Mabry. Hammerheads trying to grow their 4-3 lead, top six. First pitch to Mabry. Is popped up. First base side and foul ground. Perez has room. Backpedaling. He makes the catch. Just what the doctor ordered for Grant. He holds his glove up as if to say, come on, give me the ball back. I don't want him to take me out of the ball game. And Rogers will stay out to face Carmine Lane, trying to get through six full. We talked about it earlier this week, about pitchers throwing when maybe they don't have their best stuff. First pitch to Lane. Called strike on the inside edge. That's 0-1. Jupiter leading 4-3, top six. I'm sure Grant would tell you that this night maybe he wasn't his sharpest, but he's grinded through it. 0-1. Misses down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. And it made me think of Dontrell Willis talking about it on an MLB on Fox broadcast a few weeks ago. Here's the 1-1. That's a called strike two. Cutter in the upper half makes it 1-2. He said of, 30 starts, maybe in a big league season, minor league season a little bit less, you're only going to feel at your best for four or five of them. And that surprised me, but you think about it, it makes sense. 1-2, misses upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. So you're not going to feel at your best all the time, but just got to push through. And Grant has done a nice job doing that tonight. Trying to end six full. He comes back with a 2-2. And Lane comes up empty. Fastball blew it by. And the inning is over. Rogers works around a double from Colby Shade. He strands him on second base, and it's still a one-run game. Hammerheads on top, 4-3, going to the home half of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the Hammerheads still leading by one, 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Juan Reynoso back out. He'll face 4-5-6, starting with Christian Feliz. And the first pitch at the bottom of the sixth is on the way. Feliz takes all the way and takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Feliz is 0-2 tonight with a line out in the second and a ground out in the third, both to first base. Reynoso sets and goes, and Feliz sends a high hopper back to first. Vredenburg hops, comes down with the ball, and takes it to the first base bag. And Feliz is now 0-3 with three balls down to first base.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Base is empty for Manuel Beltre. So in between innings, we just saw an abomination. It's $2 margarita night, and a fan took a hot dog, made it a straw, and drank his strawberry margarita through his hot dog. First pitch to Beltre, chopped foul, and it's 0-1. A glizzy straw. I don't know the technical term for it. Whatever it is, it just looks disgusting. A beer, that's one thing, but a strawberry margarita? 0-1. Called strike. Lower half of the zone, and it's 0-2. And Beltre just about as disgusted with that pitch as he probably would have been if he saw that fan drink that margarita through the hot dog. He's behind 0-2. Reynoso sets and goes. Beltre fouls it off. He stays alive. That serves as a nice reminder on another note that every Thursday is $2 margaritas here at TD Ballpark. Hot dog not included. Reynoso with a fresh baseball working from the first base side. Next 0-2. Hopped sharply to shortstop. Hernandez gloves it. Throws to first, and Vredenburg picks it out of the dirt. Two down. Nobody on for Daniel Perez. Perez 0-2 with two flyouts out to Dylan Head. Daniel probably sick of Dylan Head already. He's covered a ton of ground out in center with Perez at the plate this week. First pitch misses low and away, and it's 1-0. Reynoso looking for a 1-2-3-6th here. He allowed a hit last inning but worked around it. 1-0. Perez takes a called strike two, rather called strike one. One ball, one strike. A double from Tucker Toman. He tried to take third base on a ball in the dirt, but Ryan Ignafo threw him out. 1-1. Perez swings and foul tips it in and out of Ignafo's mitt. That's strike two, and it's 1-2. Hammerheads lead 4-3, bottom six. The difference is a two-run homer from Angelo Despina. Really want to dive deep into it. This game should be tied, but a Nick Deschamps should have been home run was called a triple. 1-2. Misses low. Ignafo framed it for an extra second after bringing it out of the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Reynoso with long black sleeves with his bright blue Jupiter jersey deals the 2-2. And Perez lays off, check swing, he didn't go. Reynoso went to the curveball there. Reynoso taking over for Eliezer Dishme. His final line here in his single-A debut, 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all were earned. No walks, 5 strikeouts. The pitch. Perez hops it foul behind home plate. We'll do it over. Still 3-2. And Dishme really looked sharp, especially in those first 2 innings before running into trouble in the third. Payoff pitch. Misses down and outside, and Perez works a 2-out walk. So Alexis Hernandez will get a chance here in the bottom
right
of the sixth.
Number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
Tying run on first base. Hernandez 1-for-2. Single and a run scored. Now he's in the third. Struck out his last time. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Breaking ball. Hop towards the hole at short. Long running grab from Hernandez. He throws to second in time for the force, where Jordan McCants receives. And the inning is over. Jays can't capitalize on a two-out walk to Daniel Perez. We're on to the seventh. Getting late in a tight one. 4-3 Jupiter on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Blue Jays.
Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Now batting for Jupiter, number 51, Angelo Despina.
Jupiter 4, Blue Jays 3. In the top of the seventh, Aaron Munson, new hurler on for the Jays to try and keep it a one-run game. He'll face Angelo Despina to open the inning, and the first pitch has popped up out of play on the third base side. It's 0-1. Despina is the difference maker in this game. He's 2-for-2, run scored in the third, and a two-run blast in the fourth. That put Jupiter ahead 4-2. 0-1, misses up and away. One ball, one strike. Details on Munson. He's a right-hander. Comes into this one with a 4.20 ERA and 15 innings, all out of the pen. He winds and fires, and Despina comes up empty. Good off-speed there downstairs. Got Despina to chase. That's 1-2. Munson drafted by the Blue Jays last year in the 19th round, the penultimate round of the draft. His 1-2 toss. Despina takes low and in. Slider near the shoot tops. Makes it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munson with a bright blue glove. Kicks and deals. And misses up and outside. Runs it full on the big left-handed batter, Despina. Munson deals the payoff, and it's popped up out of play. Despina battles for another payoff pitch. Now Munson, not a huge guy out on the mound. 5'10", 180, 22 years old, native of Texas. Played his college ball in Texas at Angelo State. Next 3-2. Miss is outside by a hair, and it's a leadoff walk for Angelo Despina. He continues to give the Blue Jays fits in the 8th spot tonight. Brings up Jordan McCants. Good time to remind you that Dunedin's bullpen was excellent last night. 5 no-hit innings. A 5-0 shutout win. Trying to follow the act tonight. First offer to the lefty McCants is fouled off of his front foot. And McCants hops out of the batter's box. He's taken a beating tonight. Made a nice running catch to end the 5th inning, and it looked like he slipped at the end of it. He was a little banged up, but stayed in the game. And now he's taking a minute to shake off his shin. So McCants climbs back in. He's all right. Uniform all dirtied up. Even got a little dirt on his shoulder. Cue up the Jay-Z. A one. McCants takes outside. Fastball missed. One ball, one strike. Munson trying to build on a strong outing his last time out. On the 10th at Fort Myers. Had to come on in the second inning, threw two scoreless. He throws over to first, just late. Despina back in with a head-first slide. Munson is a guy who can stretch out a little bit. He's thrown two innings a handful of times. Here's his 1-1. McCants with a chopper down to first. Could be two. Perez to second. Four. No outs. The throw glances off Tucker Toman's glove into shallow left, and everybody's safe. Well, it is Daniel Perez's first game at first base this season, and maybe a little bit of rust showing there. And that's going to be a throwing error. And a fielder's choice. McCants safe at first. Despina safe at second. Two on, no out. Jupiter trying to add to a 4-3 lead, top of the seventh. Top of the order here for Dylan Head. He squares to bunt and pops it up behind home plate into the seats. It's 0-1. Had 1-for-3 tonight. Had an infield single back in the third. Despina takes his lead off second. Tucker Toman nearby. Shortstop playing behind him. Perez not holding McCants over at first. Big spot in this game right here. One to Head. Misses low and away. Sliding stop from Deschamps. Pounces on it, looks everybody back. One ball, one strike. Head with some bling hanging off his neck as he settles into his stance. He's ready for the 1-1 from Munson. And after a long pause, Munson turns and looks to Despina back to second. Munson was a starter in college. And has been a bullpen guy entirely in the pros. Now the 1-1. Head pops it up, out of play on the third base side. It's 1-2. Strikeout will go a long way here. Put an inning-ending double play in order. Maybe regain some confidence for Munson. He sets for the 1-2, and here it is. Head swings and misses. A good breaking ball well off the outside corner, and Munson gets that strikeout. One away.
Shortstop number 2, Jesus Hernandez.
Brings up Jesus Hernandez, men on first and second. Hammerheads searching for insurance. Leading 4-3. Right-hander on right-hander here. First pitch is a ball. It was close, but it missed just high. That's 1-0. Hernandez 1-for-3. Had an RBI single back in the third. Chance for another here, the 1-0. Now that's a strike. Fastball just clipped the inside corner. Hernandez not an easy guy to pitch to. At 5-9 from the right side. Crowds the plate, very small strike zone. 1-1 popped up the opposite way. It's into the seats, look out. It bounces into her full roll and rolls to a young lady. She scoops it up. And it looks like it's going to be given to a youngster. So Munson out ahead now again, 1-2, looking for back-to-back strikeouts. Pitch on the way. Tapper foul on the third base side. Beltre lets it roll and then scoops it up. Foul ground. Hands it to Nelson Prada. The third base coach's box. As if it were a gift. Here, have this. And we'll have another 1-2 pitch between Hernandez and Munson. Middle infield at double play depth. Munson reads the sign from Deschamps. Sets above the belt. Checks the runners. And deals. Check swing from Hernandez on a pitch in the dirt. He went. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts from Aaron Munson.
Catcher number 26, Ryan Ignafo.
But now perhaps his steepest test. It's Ryan Ignafo with men on first and second. Ignafo hitless tonight. A rare occasion for him. Men on first and second here. First pitch. Awkward swing and a miss and a slider in the dirt. Oh, Munson fooled him there, and it's 0-1. As a team on the road leading by one, that never feels comfortable. Hammerheads looking for breathing room, leading 4-3 in the seventh. The pause in the 0-1. Ignafo pops it up, third base side. This will float out of play. Bounces off the roof. So Munson's out ahead 0-2. Despina on second. He led off the inning with a walk. McCants reached on a fielder's choice on a ball that could have been a double play ball, but it resulted in a throwing error on Perez. Munson trying to get out unscathed. Here comes the 0-2. Check swing on a pitch in the dirt. Ignafo went. Strike three. Aaron Munson strikes out the side in the top of the seventh to escape the sticky spot. Score holds. Hammerheads 4, Blue Jays 3. Time to stretch on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Bottom seven, Blue Jays trying to get on the comeback trail. They've scored in the seventh inning or later in 12 of their last 13 games. They're behind 4-3 tonight, and the first pitch to Nick Deschamps misses outside from Juan Reynoso, and it's 1-0. Reynoso out for his third inning of work in relief of Eliezer Dishme. The pitch misses down. Two balls, no strikes. Well, Nick has had quite the night. Belted a two-run homer in the third in his first at-bat coming off the injured list. Then he almost got another one in the fourth. 2-0. That's called strike. If fastball in the outside corner, 2-1. In fact, it should have been a homer. Looking at the replay, the ball was over the fence, but it was ruled in play as it bounced back. Nick settled for an RBI triple, 2-1. Misses outside, 3-1. And as a direct result of that call, Blue Jays still trail by 1-4-3 here in the seventh. As DeShavs was stranded on third. 3-1. Nick takes outside. That's ball four. The big night for Nick continues. It's a leadoff walk for DeShavs. Tying run is aboard for Bryce Arnold with no outs in the seventh.
Second baseman, number four, Bryce Arnold.
Bryce might be a little frustrated with his night up until this point. 0-2 with two looking strikeouts. Could turn it around right here. First pitch. The righty lays off a curveball. Misses low. That's 1-0. Jays trailing 4-3. In the seventh. Looking for some more late magic. Looking for back-to-back wins. 1-0. Arnold takes high. 2-0. There is a little bit of light tossing going on in the Jupiter bullpen. We'll keep an eye on it. 2-0. Arnold takes a heater for a called strike. Pitch at the knees there. 2-1. Arnold trying to extend his on-base streak to 8 games. Has been a staple in this Blue Jays lineup because of that fact. He gets on base consistently. 2-1. Popped up first base side out of play. Now it's even. 2-2. Lights have taken full effect now at TD Ballpark. On a gray night on the Gulf Coast. Reynoso with a fresh baseball. And now the 2-2. Arnold with a chopper foul. On the third base side, JT Mabry scoops it up and hands it into the seats. Souvenir. Reynoso at 38 pitches, continuing his excellent start to the season out of the bullpen for Jupiter. His next 2-2, Arnold fights it off again over the seats on the first base side. He's battling. Arnold widens out that stance with 2 strikes. Takes up almost the whole box. Shrinks the zone. 2-2 again. There goes DeShams. Check swing on a pitch in the dirt. Arnold went. But DeShams steals second base. The Blue Jays have the tying run in scoring position in the seventh. And that'll be all for Reynoso. Nelson Prada comes out of the third base dugout, and he'll call the bullpen again. We'll have the details on the new hurler when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's a tight one tonight at TD Ballpark. 4-3 Jupiter with a man on second base in the home seven.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com.
Now pitching for the Hammerheads.
Big spot in this ball game, and Jupiter goes back to the bullpen. They hand the baseball to a southpaw. It's Jack Selinger. Was not allowed an earned run in 4 2/3 innings so far this year. Two strikeouts, one walk. He'll face the lefty Victor Arias, followed by another lefty in Tucker Thoman. So Nelson Parada playing a little bit of a matchup game. Not something you see a ton in the minor leagues, but no less. That's Jupiter 4, Dunedin 3, Nick Deschamps on second base representing the tying run. First pitch to Arias, who's 1-for-3 on the way. It misses outside, and it's 1-0. Well, Selinger is yet to allow a hit to a left-handed batter so far this year, granted it only 3 at-bats. The stretch in the pitch. Arias takes downstairs, kind of squats as he watches the pitch. And a fastball at 92. 2-0. Arias taps the plate, holds the bat near his chest, and chokes up just ever so slightly. Waits on the 2-0, and he drills it, but well foul, over the light tower down the right field line. Over the offices and the clubhouse on the right field side. That thing might still be flying down the street. It's 2-1. Left the bat at 109. 2-1. Breaking ball. Hit him. And got Arias up near the helmet. And he gives the thumbs up to the first base dugout, but he's still going to get checked out. And Luke Green wants to give him a look. Arias wasn't able to avoid a slider there. Standing on the first base line. And now he'll walk the rest of the way. He says he's all right. So he stays in the game. The plot thickens a little bit here in the bottom of the seventh. Man on first and second for Tucker Thoman, who is listed as a switch hitter, but will continue to bat from the left side here as he has recently. And it looks like Nelson Parada wants to issue an intentional walk. Maybe. Not sure what's going on here. Oh, there is no rosin bag on the mound. So Joan Helaponte had to throw one from the on-deck circle out to the mound. Larry Pettis says, hold on, let me examine it. Got to make sure there's no sticky stuff on there. And Pettis gives it the stamp of approval. All right. So after a rosin bag delay, Thoman will climb in. One out, men on first and second, and a one-run game, bottom seven. Jupiter clinging to a 4-3 lead. Lefty on lefty. First pitch to Tucker. Chopper down the first baseline. Fair grab by Vredenberg. He takes it to the first base bag in time. Throw to third, and Deschamps is safe. Back in with a dive.
Center fielder, number 45.
Enough to make you hold your breath for a minute. Thoman is out number two, but the Blue Jays stay out of the double play. And it's up to Joan Helaponte. Go ahead run in scoring position now. First pitch to the righty of Ponte. Here it is. Misses low. And it's 1-0. Selinger with a really kind of an awkward angle. A strange release, at least from this perspective up in the booth. A little bit of a different delivery. Gotta imagine it's hard to pick up for lefties, but also righties. 1-0, tapper foul. One ball, one strike. competing chants now. Some folks chanting, "Let's go, Blue Jays." Some fans screaming, "Let's go, Hammerheads." Some fans screaming for $2 margaritas. 1-1, a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Salinger a strike away from getting the Hammerheads out of a sticky spot. Aponte 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch tonight. Team leader in RBIs. He waits on the 1-2 offer. And takes upstairs. So close, but it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Arias with great speed off second base. The 2-2. Slider misses in the dirt. That runs it full, 3-2. It would be really easy for Aponte to get overeager in a spot like this, but that's his development being showcased in a big spot. He's chased a lot less, his strikeout rate decreasing this season. He's ready for the payoff pitch, and it's on the way. Line drive through the left side for a base hit. Deschamps scores. Arias around third. The throw to the plate is cut off. Throw over to first. Aponte is out. But both runs score. Aponte delivers, and the Blue Jays leapfrog in front. It's 5-4. As we go to the eighth, Aponte wins the long battle after he works it full, and the Blue Jays now lead by one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Number 28, Brock Friedenberg.
All of a sudden, we're tied up, going to the top of the eighth at TD Ballpark, thanks to a clutch two-out, two-RBI single from Joan Helaponte. So Sebastian Espino is on now for the Jays. Let's try and keep Dunedin in front. First pitch misses down. It's 1-0. So it's 5-4, to correct that earlier statement. Brock Friedenberg leads off the inning, 1-0. As a called strike. And it's 1-1. Friedenberg has reached twice tonight. Walked in the second. Had an RBI single in the third. Grounded out in the sixth. 1-1. Fouled off. Back into the screen. And it's 1-2. Details on Espino so far this year. In his first season as a pitcher. 5.40 ERA. He's thrown a total of 10 innings. Here's his 1-2. Friedenberg takes a cut and a miss on the high fastball. He's down on strikes for out number one. That marks four straight strikeouts by Blue Jays pitchers. Here's Colby Shade. Espino takes over for Aaron Munson. left runners on first and second by striking out three straight in the seventh. First pitch to Shade is hacked foul off of his front ankle. And it's 0-1. Espino's last outing, he nailed down the win on the road at Fort Myers. Inning in two-thirds, scoreless. Stretch and the 0-1. Line drive past the dive of Toman at shortstop into center field. Aponte picks it up and Shade slams on the brakes around first. It's a one-out single. Tying run on first base for Jupiter with one out in the eighth. Jays leading 5-4. Mabry 0-3 tonight. With three fly ball outs, a pop out to the catcher, shortstop, and first baseman. Righty on righty, first pitch. Runs inside, almost hit him. It gets by Deshams, and Shade takes off for second base. He's in standing. So now that tying run in scoring position, and the heat is turned up. Just after Aponte's single turned the game for the Blue Jays, you start to feel that pressure again. Deshams talks it over quickly with Espino and changing up the signs with the man on second base. Mabry has driven in 7 runs this year. A knock here would probably be one of his biggest. Bats in a narrow stance from the right side. Hands near the chest. Espino throws. And it's a chopper to shortstop. Toman charges. Fields it cleanly. Throw to first is in time. That's as good as a bunt, though. As Shade moves from second to third. Tying run 90 feet away. But there's two down. And it's up to Carmine Lane. He had a screamer for a single back in the fourth. That was against Grant Rogers. And he came in to score on Angelo Despina's 2-run homer. Righty on righty, first pitch. Swing and a miss from Lane. On a pitch upstairs, and it's 0-1. 5-4 Blue Jays, top of the eighth. It's been a thriller tonight. Glad you're with us. 0-1. It's popped up on the infield. This should end the inning. Beltre calls for it. The third baseman makes the catch, trailing towards the mound, and the inning is over. Sebastian Espino strands Colby Shade on third base. Blue Jays still in front, 5-4. Going to the bottom of the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. This ball game is swayed back and forth. maybe a little bit more than a fan with a few $2 margaritas in them. Right now, Blue Jays in front, 5-4, and the bottom of the eighth. Blue Jays with 5 runs on 7 hits. Their offense has been hot lately. 3 straight games with 10 or more hits. A little bit of work to do if they want to reach that mark tonight. First pitch to Christian Feliz from Jack Selinger is swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. The blow in this game right now, the difference, Joan Helipante's 2-out, 2-RBI single last inning. Feliz fouls the next pitch off. He's behind 0-2. And then Aponte was thrown out at first as the throw to the plate was cut off. So here we are, 5-4, Blue Jays over Jupiter. Jays looking for insurance. Pause in the 0-2 to Feliz. Swing and a miss. A slider down and outside. He went after it, and he's down on strikes for the first out in the eighth.
Third baseman, number 1, Manuel Beltre.
First strikeout for Jack Selinger, who came on mid-inning last inning for Juan Reynoso. Manny Beltre comes to the plate here. First pitch misses high and outside, and it's 1-0. Beltre 1-for-3. Single and a run scored in the fourth. Pitch. Called strike. A slider in the upper half of the zone. 1-1. Selinger with a breath in the pitch. Beltre watches that slider miss that time. High and away. 2-1. Crowd of 550 tonight at TD Ballpark. Most of them stuck around. 2-1, hopper foul. Into the Jupiter dugout. Missed everybody down there. 2-2. Blue Jays have played a ton of close games. Close games have been the norm rather than the exception for this team so far this year. 2-2 from Selinger. Misses outside. Runs it full. 3-2. Coming into action tonight, 23 of the team's 35 games have been decided by 4 or fewer runs. And most of them haven't gone their way. Payoff pitch. Beltre takes a called strike 3. He turns to Zach Kovic to complain about the call, and he points to his ear. He says, hey, I didn't make the call. The computer did.
Number 46, Daniel Perez.
Beltre strikes out looking for the second out. Back-to-back punch-outs from Selinger. That's up to Daniel Perez. Keep the inning going. First pitch, misses up and in. He tumbles out of the way. That's 1-0. Perez walked his last time in the sixth, 0-for-2 with that free pass. Blue Jays leading 5-4 in the eighth. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth for the Hammerheads, Despina, McCants, and Head. That's 8-9-1. 1-1. Perez comes up empty on a slider. 1-2. Despina's been troubled tonight. He's reached safely all 3 times at the plate. McCants had a double in the fourth. Dylan Head, we know what he can do. The 1-2 pitch. Perez with a slow roller foul on the first base side. We'll do it over. Not entirely sure if it's going to be a new pitcher for the Jays in the ninth. Espino made pretty quick work of that eighth, but it looks like there's somebody warming out in the pen. The next 1-2 to Perez. Misses low. 2-2. Going back to that close game point, so the Blue Jays have lost most of those close games. So they're five games below 500, but they're a good handful of runs away from being 500 or over 500. It's really been in the margins for them this year. 2-2, a breaking ball just misses on the inside edge. Runs it full, 3-2. So Dunedin is 8-15 in those games decided by four or fewer runs. Leading a close one here tonight. Payoff pitch to Perez. It's a called strike three. Slide piece dropped in there, locked him up, and the inning is over. Jack Selinger strikes out the side in the eighth, and we go to the ninth. Last chance for the Hammerheads coming up when we come back. Blue Jays 5, Hammerheads 4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It will be Sebastian Espino to try and nail down the save for the Blue Jays. They lead 5-4 in the top of the ninth. Espino worked around a single last inning, stranded the tying run on third base. He'll face 8-9-1 here, starting with Angelo Despina. First pitch is popped up high into the night sky, shallow left. Beltre out, called off by Tolman, and the shortstop couldn't make the catch. It drops. Despina is into second, and the tying run is in scoring position to open the ninth.
Second baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
It was Beltre, Tolman, and Arias all converging in shallow left. Looked like Beltre had a bead on it. Tolman called it off. Couldn't make the play. Here's McCants. He squares to bunt, gets it down. Third base side. Beltre charges. Fields throws to first in time. But the sacrifice works out. Despina over to third, and we're 90 feet away from a tie game.
Center fielder number 23, Reddy Hidalgo.
So instead of Dylan Head here in the leadoff spot, it's going to be Reddy Hidalgo. So if there's perhaps any good news for the Blue Jays, it might be that. Of course, you can't discount Hidalgo, who came on as a defensive substitution for Dylan Head last inning. Head still working his way back from an injury, not playing full games quite yet in the field. So Hidalgo is batting 188 in 12 games. He's got one RBI. Infield comes in for him. First pitch. Misses low and away, ball one. Blue Jays hanging on to a 5-4 lead, top of the ninth. Tying run 90 feet away for the second straight inning. The kick and the pitch. Hidalgo takes high. Very close, but it's 2-0. Despina. Quick enough to score on a medium depth fly ball. 2-0 pitch, misses low and away. Three balls and no strikes. Blue Jays outfield playing in. Hidalgo played on Tuesday night in a similar spot, 3-0. Misses outside, it's ball four, and there's men on the corners with one out. That's not the end of the world. Sets up the game-ending double play. And now acting manager Matt Von Romer will come out to the mound and take the baseball from Sebastian Espino. It's going to be Kiner Leon coming on to try and finish this ball game for the Jays. You might want to fasten your seat belts. This one's gotten a little bit dramatic in the top of the ninth. Men on the corners with one out. When we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays starting to sweat it out. Top of the ninth inning. Dunedin leads 5-4 over Jupiter, but there's men on the corners with one out. Kiner Leon takes over for Sebastian Espino. Leon has been strong this year out of the Blue Jays bullpen. 1.76 ERA in 15 and a third innings. Perhaps the most important number here, 1-for-1 and save opportunities. He'll face Jesus Hernandez here. First pitch to him, a wave and a miss on a slider. It's 0-1. Hernandez the two batter in the Hammerheads lineup. 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Rather, 1-for-4. That RBI knock came back in the third. A pause in the 0-1. A slider misses outside. Hernandez didn't chase that time. One ball, one strike. Hernandez has 9 runs driven in this year. Always a tough at-bat. Draws a lot of walks. 1-1. He pops it up. Into shallow right. Probably not deep enough to score the runner. Hernandez under it. He makes the catch. Despina tags from third. The throw to the plate is offline. Jupiter rolls the dice. Despina dashes home, and the gamble pays off. The Blue Jays will appeal at third base. And the call is upheld. We've got a tie ball game.
Catcher number 26, Ryan Ignoffo.
Well, if you're a Jupiter fan, you love that call. Force the defense to make a play. That's a sack fly. That's 5-5 in the ninth. First pitch to Ignoffo, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So go-ahead run on first base, represented by Hidalgo, here with two outs. Leon throws over there. It's late. Ignoffo 0-for-4 tonight. Struck out in the seventh. Right-hander on right-hander. And the 0-1. Ignoffo takes low. One ball, one strike. Well, the Blue Jays are going to have to walk it off if they want to win tonight. That'll be the lower third of the lineup due up in the bottom half. Hernandez, Deschamps, Arnold. 1-1. Misses upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Leon munching on some gum as he looks in for the sign from Deshams. He readies for the 2-1. Ignafo sends a chopper towards the hole at short. Toman waits for it, stabs it, throws to first, and it's late. Gets away from Perez. Hidalgo heading to third. He's going to get the wave around. The throw from right field. They've got him in a rundown. Hidalgo back to third. Beltre races, and he tags him out. The throw there was from Alexis Hernandez. He gets a little bit of redemption, preventing the go-ahead run from scoring. But the tying run does score on a sack fly from Jesus Hernandez. Despina scores from third. We've got a brand new ball game going to the bottom of the ninth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's been one of those nights at TD Ballpark where there's been a little bit of everything. A lot of drama. Blue Jays hoping for a dramatic finish here in the bottom of the ninth. It's 5-5. Justin Storm is on to try and get this game to extras. Storm, another lefty out of the Hammerheads bullpen. He's made 4 1/3 innings, or pitched 4 1/3 innings in three appearances. He has not allowed an earned run. 7 strikeouts to just 1 walk. He'll face 7-8-9 here, starting with Alexis Hernandez. First pitch. Chopper foul, third base side. And it's 0-1. Well, you look back to last week, and the Blue Jays got walked off 3 times against Fort Myers. They would love to celebrate one of their own here tonight. 0-1. Hernandez, the chopper foul, third base line. That makes it 0-2. Hernandez 1-for-3 on the night. Single in the third, strikeout in the fourth, rolled into a fielder's choice in the sixth. Hernandez without a homer this year. 0-2. He reaches out, taps it foul to stay alive. Just barely nicked it at home plate. Still 0-2. Those Hammerheads fans still sticking around. There's at least one very vocal one. Next 0-2 to Alexis. Way upstairs. 1-2. Storm very tall. 6'7", native of Jackson, Mississippi. Ready for the 1-2. Hernandez fouls it off again. He stays alive. Still 1-2. All of Storm's appearances here this month. working from the stretch. He comes back. And Hernandez comes up empty. Storm comes out on top of a long AB to open the bottom of the ninth. That's a strikeout. Fastball on the outside edge.
Nick DeShams.
So bases are empty for Nick DeShams here. 5-5 deadlock, bottom nine. If there would be a guy to belt to walk off homer, it might be Nick tonight. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Misses down. That's 1-0. Shams belted a two-run bomb back in the third. Should have had a second one in the fourth, but instead it was an RBI triple. As the ball bounced over the fence, came back into play, and was ruled a live ball. 1-0. Nick takes way upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. And then he walked and scored in the seventh. On Joan Helepunte's two RBI, two-out, go-ahead single. I put the Blue Jays in the driver's seat. A 2-0 offer. Nick takes a called strike. Makes it 2-1. Of course, now that missed homer call looming very large in the picture of this game. 2-1. DeShams with a hopper down to first. It stays fair. Vredenburg gloves it, waves off Storm, says, "I've got it myself." He steps on the bag for the out. First two batters of the bottom of the ninth are retired.
Baseman,
here's Bryce Arnold.
Bryce Arnold.
Storm and out away from getting this game into extras. Arnold climbs in 0-3 tonight. First pitch. Misses low and away. Ball one. Matty Beltre on the top step of the Blue Jays dugout, barking. Always very vocal. He's always fired up. Everybody else on the top step, too. 1-0. Arnold takes a called strike. Clipped the lower half of the zone. It's 1-1. Bryce has one homer this year. It's an opposite field shot out to right. Homer here would end it. 1-1. Bryce takes a heater high. Two balls, one strike. Any sort of base runner here applies instant pressure no matter how many outs there are. This is not a comfortable spot. 2-1. Arnold with a high chopper down to third. Mabry gloves it. The toss across is in time. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3. And the bottom of the ninth inning. We will have extras at TD Ballpark tonight. Stay with us for the 10th, as it's 5-5, Jupiter and Dunedin on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. We've got extras in Dunedin tonight, 5-5 between Jupiter and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are 0-3 in extra innings this year. Jupiter is 1-2. The automatic runner on second base is Ryan Ignafo. As Brock Vredenburg is at the plate. First pitch to the lefty, misses down from Kiner Leone. And it's 1-0. Placed runner, automatic runner, given runner, whatever you want to call it. That's Ignafo off second. With that extra innings rule, Leone's 1-0. Vredenburg takes low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Leone finished the top of the ninth after the Hammerheads tied it in particularly brutal fashion for the Blue Jays. 2-0. Vredenburg lays off a slider downstairs. It's three balls and no strikes. A walk here wouldn't be the end of the world. But Angelo Despina opened that ninth inning with a pop-up into shallow left that dropped between three defenders. Vredenburg takes time here. Despina moved to third on a sack bunt from McCants. Rennie Hidalgo walked, and then Jesus Hernandez drove in Despina on a sack fly to shallow right to not the game. 3-0. Slow tapper over to first. Perez charges, scoops it up, takes it to the bag in time for out number one. But that's as good as a sack bunt as Ignafo moves from second to third.
Right fielder number six, Colby Shade.
So that brings up Colby Shade and brings the Blue Jays infield in. Five-five, top of the tenth. First pitch to Shade. Check swing on a slider. Did he go? No swing, says Larry Pettis. 1-0. Shade 2-for-4. Has a hit in each of his last two plate appearances. 1-0. Fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Now you can make the argument that Kiner Leone has been the Blue Jays' best reliever here this season. The ERA says so. As 1-1. Shade takes a cut and a miss. Slider got him, and it's 1-2. Leone shining in sweat under the lights. His arm, his face, as he hunches over for the sign. Ignafo off third, go-ahead run in the 10th. The 1-2 to Shade. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider outside of the zone, got Shade to chase, and there's two down.
Third baseman number 14, JT Mabry.
Infield returns to normal depth, and it's up to JT Mabry for the Hammerheads in the 10th. First pitch, he takes outside. It's 1-0. Hammerheads 5, Blue Jays 5, top 10. Game 3 of a 6-game series, knotted at 1. 1-0 pitch. Mabry reaches out, flares it into shallow center. Long run for Aponte, and a basket catch is made by Bryce Arnold. An incredible running catch from the Blue Jays second baseman. Over the shoulder, saves a run. We're still tied. Blue Jays with a chance to win it in the bottom of the 10th. Next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
After what could have been a game-saving catch from Bryce Arnold to end the top of the 10th, we're still tied in the bottom of the 10th. Jupiter 5, Blue Jays 5. Bryce Arnold is the placed runner on second base. Top of the order here for the Blue Jays, starting with Victor Arias. Corners in, middle infield stays back. Arias 1-for-3 with a single and a hit by pitch. First pitch to the lefty. He does not square and takes low and away. It's 1-0. I would be very shocked to see Arias try and square here. Jupiter thinking otherwise. The 1-0 pitch. Arias takes a huge hack and comes up empty. A fastball up and in. 1-1. Arias has been the Blue Jays' best hitter for the vast majority of this season. And a small slump right now. Could turn it around in a big way here. The 1-1, a cut and a miss. A well-located fastball from Justin Storm on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Storm set down the Blue Jays 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth to get this game to extras after the Hammerheads tied it up in the top of the ninth. Arias with 11 runs driven in. Gazes out at Storm. Waits on the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Fastball at 93 sets him down.
Shortstop.
Out number 1.
Tucker Thoman.
So now it's Tucker Thoman. A lefty on lefty here for Tucker. Continuing to get more ABs in these spots. Arnold on second base representing the winning run. First pitch. Tucker takes low. It's 1-0. Thoman continuing his upward ascent this season. Trying to put an exclamation point on it. 1-0. Popped up out of play. On the third base side, it's 1-1. Blue Jays dugout very noisy. Nobody seated on the first base side. Blue Jays looking for their first extra innings win this season. A pause in the 1-1 to Thoman. He takes upstairs. 2-1.
Everybody clap your hands.
Well, the Blue Jays had a walk-off win on opening weekend. They've been walked off 5 times since. A lot of heartbreakers between then and now. 2-1. Misses downstairs. Kicks away from Ignapo. And Arnold's over to third. Winning run is 90 feet away. No room for error here for Jupiter. Infield comes in. Hitters count. Just need a ball and play beyond the infield. 3-1 to Thoman. He takes downstairs. It's 4. So that puts the inning-ending double play in order. But brings up Joan Helaponte. Helaponte delivered. Back in the 7th inning, 2 out, 2 RBI, go-ahead single. Now has a chance to win it in the bottom of the 10th in a 5-5 tie. First pitch, misses down, 1. Arnold off third, Thoman off first. Middle infield at double play depth, corners in. Storm sets and chucks it home. Aponte takes low in, and it kicks away from Ignafo, but he pounces on it, and Arnold stays put at third base. Tolman moves up to second, though, and that takes the double play out of order. So the infield will come all the way back in. And Aponte will be intentionally walked. That's a no-brainer there to load the bases. And there will be a mound visit before Christian Feliz comes to the plate. Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, wants to talk it over with Justin Storm. So there's a force everywhere here for Jupiter. Trying to get this game to the 11th. Hammerheads 5, Blue Jays 5. Bottom of the 10th inning. Here's Christian Feliz. Has been excellent this month of May. Tonight, a slower night. 0 for 4. But he has a chance to forget all that if he can deliver here. Lefty on lefty. Bases full of birds. First pitch. Called strike. A slider in the upper half. 0-1. With one out. Fly ball to the outfield could do it. Outfield is in for the Sharks. Here comes the 0-1. Feliz swings and misses. He's trying to lift that high fastball. He's behind 0-2. A lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Tough on Feliz. Can he deliver? 0-2 from Storm. Feliz lays off the high fastball. Thought about it. Didn't go. 1-2. Base is full, but Arnold is the only one that matters off third base. Storm has the sign and deals. Feliz swings and misses for strike three. And now Jupiter is an out away from getting this game to that 11th inning.
Third baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
So now the baton is passed to Manny Beltre, who delivered that walk-off win back on April 7th with a two-run game-winning homer against Lakeland. First pitch to the righty. Swing and a foul tip off Ryan Ignafo's mask. It's 0-1. Beltre, a guy who's never one to shy away from the spotlight, relishes in it, as we saw back in April, trying to deliver again here. 5-5, bottom of the 10th, two outs. 0-1. Beltre takes low and away. One ball, one strike. Beltre spins the bat around a few times, settles into a slightly closed stance, gazes out at Storm. The 1-1 pitch. Beltre drills it deep down the left field line, but he was out in front. It's foul. Boy, did he get a hold of that pitch. 366 feet out of play. And now Storm is a strike away from stranding the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th. Beltre trying to prevent that. Storm shakes off Ignafo, now sees what he wants, and fires the 1-2 pitch. Beltre lays off, up and away, gives the stop sign to Arnold at third. Two balls, two strikes. Beltre always with an air of confidence. Bouncy as ever in the right side. Big opportunity for him here. The 2-2. Line drive towards the gap. Left center. It is down. Manny Beltre delivers again. Two walk-off hits this season for the Blue Jays, and they both belong to Manny Beltre. Six, five, a walk-off winner for the Jays. big time Beltre delivers again. Justin Storm came within a strike of getting this game to the 11th, but Beltre says, no, sir, not tonight. What a win for the Jays. They weather a few storms, but in the end, they come out on top 6-5. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. 6 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and as the box score loads up, 7 men left on base. For the Hammerheads, they score 5 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and leave 8 men. Losing pitcher is Storm as he allowed that walk-off RBI double to Beltre. And the win goes to Kiner Leone, who pitched an inning and 2/3 to end the game for the Blue Jays. With the win, Dunedin takes back-to-back ball games. They improve to 16-20 and pick up their first win in extra innings this year. Jupiter falls to 22-14. We'll step aside for a break and come back with more post-game coverage when we come back. Blue Jays win it in 10. Manny Beltre delivers another walk-off knock. 6-5, the final score. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. What a finish at TD Ballpark tonight. A walk-off knock from Manny Beltre into the gap in left center. Ends it with 2 outs and 2 strikes in the bottom of the 10th inning. 6-5, the final for the Blue Jays over the Hammerheads tonight. Dunedin now leads the series 2-1. Let's look elsewhere around the Midwest, or the Florida State League tonight, excuse me. Top of the 9th inning between Palm Beach and St. Lucie. It's the Cardinals on top 8-2. So if they hang on there, they're going to be just 1 game back of the Jupiter Hammerheads. Both games are final from a doubleheader in Clearwater today. And it was a split. Daytona took game 1, 8-5. And in game 2, Clearwater won a pitcher's duel 1-0 using just 1 hit. Daytona had 3 hits, but they couldn't manage any runs. Final score from Lakeland. Flying Tigers 3, Fort Myers 2. A lot of good ones around the league tonight. As Bradenton takes down Tampa in a close one over in Tampa, 3-1. So a lot of close ones around the Florida State League tonight. That's the out-of-town scoreboard around the league, and the out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by Frenchie's Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from out-of-town, visit Frenchie's Outpost on Causeway Boulevard. So that's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization tonight? Starting with AA New Hampshire, they lead 6-1 in the bottom of the eighth. High A Vancouver will start against Spokane at 9:30 Eastern Time. The FCL Blue Jays fall 9-0 to the FCL Tigers today at home. Rough one there. And AAA Buffalo in the books already. They fall to Rochester 6-2. So no organizational minor league sweep tonight. Big League Club is off. They open a three-game series at home with Tampa starting tomorrow night. Speaking of tomorrow night, let's look ahead here at TD Ballpark. Same time, same place tomorrow. And hopefully you can join us. If you didn't enjoy this one, I don't know what to tell you. We can only hope that tomorrow is as good as a ball game as this one. The pitching matchup, Fernando Perez goes for the Blue Jays. Well, let's see. For Jupiter, it's going to be the lefty Thomas White, one of the Marlins' heralded pitching prospects. White, the lefty, goes for the Hammerheads, while Perez, the righty, one of the Blue Jays' heralded pitching prospects, goes for Dunedin. So it's Perez against White, Dunedin against Jupiter. 6:30 first pitch, 6:15 Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. We hope you can join us then, but until then, that does it for our coverage tonight at TD Ballpark. For our entire hardworking front office and press box crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Thursday night. Boy, what a fun one that was. Fun one that game was. My goodness. One more time, the final score. Blue Jays take care of business in 10 innings, 6-5 over the Hammerheads. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.